Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Okay, now to more serious matters, because we'll be talking about the homeless numbers in a little while in the show. But first, we want to turn to stark findings from a community that is directly and drastically affected by the housing crisis. A new report from the National Women's Council examines how the housing crisis is impacting on women living in violent situations. For more on this now, I'm joined by Ivana Jutjak, Violence Against Women Coordinator with the National Women's Council. Good evening, Ivana.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
Ivana, just talk us through the key findings of your report today.
The key finding is, as you said, is to really understand the connection between many forms of violence against women and how housing plays a role, both to reinforce situations of vulnerability to these situations, but also the solutions that are needed to escape from violent relationships, for example. So one reinforces the other. If you are in a domestic violent relationship and you want to leave that relationship, then you need places to go. Otherwise, if you don't have a place to go, then you either have to choose to sleep rough with children in many cases or stay with your abusers. And again, that makes you more vulnerable to predators, for example, that could you could be exposed to sex-oriented exploitative arrangements, propositions, for example.
On a most basic level, I suppose somebody in this situation might try and turn to a refuge. What is the current situation with refuge places around the country?
Well, the current situation is that even though there have been new units built, we're still far behind the really high demand that is being found. But we don't only need more refugees. We also need to understand that in many cases, women and children need to stay at home if it's safe to do so. So we also need to think other ways to address these issues, like removing the perpetrator rather than the victim with children. So it needs to be looked at in the many different ways and the many different forms that violence takes place, with the many solutions that could be available to women and children.
Is this a matter for the courts in the first instance, or is it a matter for legislation? Is new legislation required?
Well, there is a number, like in the UK, there are provisions for this. Ireland has provisions to remove the perpetrator, but they're very short term. And the threshold for evidence is very high. So it needs to be something more permanent and more comprehensively looked at that allows women and children to stay in their homes safely.
You mentioned there exploitative situations that women can find themselves in, particularly that issue that has come up in recent years, sex for rent ads. Those adverts are now illegal. Am I right in saying that?
Well, there is a bill at the moment going to the Dáil that it is looking to outlaw this practice. And we launched a research on sex for rent exploitation, and we would be obviously in favour of outlawing this practice. But it is also important that if licensee arrangements, so door-to-door situations and those arrangements that are less protected by law, also need to increase their tenancy protections, not to be vulnerable to these type of exploitation, as well as you mentioned, the ads. The online platforms need to be held accountable for these type of ads. And the pre-legislative scrutiny report actually recommends this. So hopefully these recommendations will be taken into account.
OK, so as you say, that legislation is just going through the Dáil as we speak. In terms of women in homeless shelters then, or in refuge shelters, am I right in saying that they are not even counted within the homeless figures that are issued?
That's right. And this is something that is one of the recommendations coming from our report, because counting also allows us to have a better picture, a more accurate picture of what's going on. But also it allows women to access more support that currently, because they're not registered as homeless, they can't access. And the care providers, so the frontline services, struggle to find a way to support them because of these barriers. So these are some of the things that need to be addressed, like women in refuge, they need to be counted as homeless and they also need to be able to access support accordingly.
So, Ivana, apart from obviously solving the housing crisis, which would ease up a lot of these issues, what would you like to see prioritised in terms of policy initiatives to support women in this situation?
Well, you mentioned, or in our conversation, we mentioned a few, but overall, there are models like in the UK where they're looking at a whole of housing approach or a housing first approach that involves to solve many of these barriers altogether, to allow the right to stay, so remove the perpetrators, for example, to count women in homeless, as homeless in women's refuges, as well as looking at emergency and long-term support. So we need more emergency accommodation, such as refuge. We need access to long-term accommodation, so domestic violence and victims of domestic violence can't access to social housing as a priority. So all of this, the new housing plan recognises domestic violence as one of the key drivers for homelessness for women. But we need core actions that address all of these issues, because otherwise it won't be solved and women will have nowhere to go when they are in violent relationships.
Okay. Ivana Juchak, Violence Against Women Coordinator with the National Women's Council. Many thanks for joining us with that.